The bill gives $4,000 stipends to qualifying teachers for the first year and $1,000 for additional years, with a cap at $10,000. Potter says the bill aims to encourage special education teachers to stay in their positions and students to pursue careers in math, science, and special education.
It's important because we've got a real shortage of teachers. The example that I get in special education is that we can't seem to keep the teachers in the business a long time. They'll teach for a few years, and then they'll burn out, and they'll either leave teaching or they'll go into administration, and that's been a real problem.
If the bill passes, the state will pay the first $4,000, and the districts will split the $1,000 with the state for additional years.
We also felt like having the districts participate gets them some skin in the game. They're participating, they're helping out with the salary as well as the state. So it's a good way to share that additional bonus or salary supplement to the teachers. I think that's very important. And so I think having more special education teachers is a positive thing for the community and for the school districts. It's something that we have to do.
With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Allison Berg.